Bob Cohen, Greenwich, New York, to comment about the report that the reporter did on the Albany Police Department and Alice Green and the current state of mentality with people. And it was an excellent report. I just wanted to tell you, in this case, as in most cases, you guys are doing a fantastic job. And I know I criticize a lot of the stuff I hear. I think most of it is on NPR, not on AMC. But even NPR has some shining moments. But this report was excellent. And the fact that it really included all sides of the story and in depth and just good journalism. And it's good to hear what's going on locally, because so much is ignored in the press. Alan, thank you. Keep up the good work. Stay at the helm of the ship there for as long as you can. And I know none of us are getting any younger, but keep up the good work. And everybody else at AMC, you guys do a great job.
Hi, this is Marietta Angelotti from Slingerland, New York. I'm leaving a comment about Governor Cuomo's conversations with Alan Chartoff. And I'd just like to ask that he ask Governor Cuomo, in terms of the cost of administering the vaccine that he'd like to get from the federal government, why doesn't he instead ask the insurance companies to use some of the profits that they've made off of the pandemic because of the deferring of elective operative procedures, which has saved them so much money that they are on track to double their profits this year?
Hi, this is Dean Foster. I just heard one of the questions from your listeners on the show about astronomy in the sky, and I can't remember the name of the title of the show, but he asked about the red sky at night and what could be causing that. And there is a aquaponic grow house in Berlin, New York, that often if the sky has the right overcast and the lights hit it just right, you can see that red glow from many, many miles away. And I would guess he was calling from Housatonic that was probably close enough, and that's probably what he saw last night.